Oh, here we go. Well, one of these days. I guess that's 2 days in a row this didn't work for us. What's going on?
Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Wednesday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, since it was Wednesday, the blog did go up this morning, so hopefully you had the opportunity to swing on over there and check that out. If not, you know, it'll still be there. Don't worry about it. You'll be able to find it. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, hit that link, follow it over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, we greatly appreciate that. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, of course, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man, Rodriguez.
So, I wrote about this a little bit this morning, but it's such a strange happening. I figure it was something you and I could kind of go over a little bit. And I mean, just kind of, not even kind of, but completely out of the blue, Magic Johnson resigns as the president of the Lakers. Now he mentioned he wanted to go back to having fun and, not basically being tied down as, a president. To be fair, there were a lot of people who were saying, I read a report yesterday that he really wasn't doing the job of a president. He was out and about and being more the face of the franchise. Dan, there's probably 8,000 ways we could look at this. Do you have a theory on why he left? And then do you buy that we'll ever find out the real reason?
I don't think we'll ever find out the real reason, but I think it's that he doesn't truly know what he's doing.
Because he was there 2 years. He did manage, obviously, to recruit LeBron James. You wonder what Magic had to do with that, or if it was just the fact that LeBron wanted to go there to, promote, his production company. He was unable to surround him with anybody, so he did land LeBron, but that was it. The team did win two more games this year than they did last year, so I guess that's a positive.
Well, I mean, who's their general manager? Because isn't that who's supposed to be negotiating deals?
Their general manager is actually Rob Pelinka, who is Kobe Bryant's former agent. So, but yeah, he was pretty, it's kind of, I guess the best way to look at it is it was very much a Chicago Cubs situation where, Jed Hoyer is technically the GM, but we all know that, everything is kind of run through Theo, and the Lakers were kind of like that. Pelinka is technically the GM, but Magic was kind of handling everything. Remember, he was front and center with all the Anthony Davis stuff that literally fell through. I mean, more or less caught on fire and didn't go anyplace. And, he pushed all that blame off on the Pelicans. They weren't negotiating fairly. I guess maybe he was under the impression that, since he was Magic Johnson and he's one of the greatest players of all time, that they would just give him Anthony Davis and he really wouldn't have to give anything up for him. I don't know. It was just an odd situation. And I guess what even, made this weirder, Dan, it's obviously, we've all quit jobs. In my case, I've been fired for more than one, not that we need to go into that detail, but he actually didn't tell anybody, and the first people to find out were the media. Now, you can't tell me that's not a little weird.
It's a lot weird, but, you know, maybe the writing was on the wall, and he knew that it would eventually be coming. But, you know, one of the things that just what I read, you know, like you mentioned, the, you know, wanting to go back and having fun, but he put out there that, you know, with Dwayne Wade's last game in L.A. or wherever the hell it was, he wasn't able with his, you know, title, able to go on Twitter and congratulate him because of the word collusion, which I find is probably one of the dumbest excuses. That's why it leads me to believe more so that he has no clue what he's doing in that role.
Yeah, he definitely, you know, again, all-time great player. I don't think anybody's ever going to question that. No clue how to run an organization. You know, just nothing at all there. You know, when it comes to that, he, you know, just lost, I guess, is the best way to kind of look. And you know, obviously he'll still be with the Lakers, and, you know, he'll be front and center. He'll be that guy, and, you know, all the stuff that kind of goes with it. But yeah, it's not the, I guess, not the best way to quit a job. Have you ever quit a job like that?
No. Well, none of my jobs have been able to communicate with the media. So.
You know, have you ever had? I think I've had the one job where I worked a couple days and just decided I hated it and never went back. And that's kind of what Magic is doing here, right? I worked a couple years, and he decided he doesn't like the job. He's not going back. Obviously, like you said, he had the media outlet to express his feelings to, where you and I didn't. But, you know, I'm kind of leaning to, you know, especially with the relationship he has with Jeannie Buss, that he should have told her first, right? He shouldn't have went to the media.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's what they say. I mean, who really knows all the truth? Maybe she didn't have the heart to let him go, and he really didn't have the heart to tell her.
Well, I don't know. I mean, do you really think he was in trouble? I thought it was more Luke Walton than Magic Johnson.
Yeah, but I think it's easier to move away from the president than it is the coach. I mean, he's got, what, two or three more seasons with, you know, obviously not a LeBron-type deal, but he's got some hefty money that if I were, you know, that organization, I really wouldn't want to be paying that plus another salary. Where with Magic doesn't really need the money.
At least we hope.
So he's more or less, he's more or less doing them a favor. And then, you know, my question to you is, does Ron get the promotion and then Kobe becomes the GM?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I would like to think they've learned their lesson and they're actually going to go out and get a basketball guy to run the team. You know, and then, you know, with Magic freed up now, he'll be allowed to tamper as freely as he likes. Apparently that was one of the issues, like you mentioned, the Dwayne Wade thing. You know, there were a couple other issues. You know, remember Ben Simmons wanted to work with Magic in the off season, and, you know, they said no because, well, you know, now if he wants to do that, he can do that. You know, I mean, there's no holding him back on what he can or can't do. So, it, you know, it's just kind of like, oh, okay, we'll see what happens here.
No, I think, though, for the organization, it's a good move. You know, you can let Ron hold both positions while LeBron actually manages the team now.
Yeah, you know, and I, you know, that's the weirdest part about this is, like, you know, I think Magic was probably one of the few guys in a front office who could keep LeBron James in check, because obviously Magic has a better resume than LeBron. You know, I mean, depending on how you look at it, I mean, there's going to be people out there who think Magic was a better player than James was or is currently. So, you know, I don't know whoever they bring in, you know, unless they can somehow get Pat Riley to leave the Heat, I don't know if you're going to be able to find another guy in the president's spot who, you know, is going to be able to kind of wrangle LeBron in and just not allow him to more or less take over and run the franchise into the ground like he did Cleveland.
Maybe they can call Phil Jackson.
Maybe, but of course, you know, they're, you know, him and Jeannie Buss aren't dating anymore. I don't know how the, you know, their relationship is. So, you know, that could be bad, but I don't know. I mean, you know, do you think Phil could even deal with LeBron? Remember, LeBron had issues with Phil using the word posse because he saw it as racist, even though I was in the clueless population there. I didn't understand how it was a racist term, but you know, they somehow turned it that way. Do you think that could even work? I do believe Phil apologized, but I doubt LeBron ever actually accepted it.
I doubt he did either. You know, that all stemmed from the fact that, you know, Phil was one of the first ones to go out against Iverson and his hip-hop culture bringing it to the NBA. So that's where LeBron, as a kid, you know, held on to it for whatever reason and never let it go. Even though, I mean, we both know that there was only one white guy on Phil Jackson's team. Maybe two.
Judd Bushler?
Yeah, John Jackson.
So, you know, and then he got, you know, got rid of John Paxson and brought Steve Kerr in. So, you know, they had their their token white guy, so to speak.
Yeah, so, I mean, I mean, then again, maybe, you know, he could be, but I kind of err on the side of that. But at the same time, I mean, while LeBron, you know, really stiffed Pat Riley and then, you know, pretty much screwed the Browns, but the Cavaliers, now that he's gone, you know, compared to Magic, even though Magic could be the better player overall, LeBron may be the better decision maker and have the ability to put together championship teams. But then again, when he's spending all his own money, it doesn't matter.
You know, because, you know, LeBron did want Magic to bring in some veteran guys, so he brought in, you know, Rajon Rondo, JaVale McGee, and Lance Stephenson. And, you know, obviously that didn't really work out. And then, you know, LeBron wanted him, and, you know, Magic offered it. He was willing to give up every young guy on the roster to get Anthony Davis in here, you know, into Los Angeles. And, you know, the Pelicans weren't, you know, they weren't biting on it. So I have to wonder. I mean, you know, Cleveland gave LeBron everything he wanted, and it seemed like really the only thing he wanted was to get his buddy paid as he was going out the door. You know, he got your guy J.R. Smith a multi-year contract, which he didn't deserve. Tristan Thompson got one for big money that he would have never gotten on the free agent market. I'm trying to think. I think there may have been another guy or two that LeBron got paid there for really absolutely no reason. The only reason they paid him was because LeBron said he wanted to play with them, and then he leaved. So, yeah, like, okay, thanks. See you guys later. I'm going to L.A. You know, and now the Cavaliers are one of the, you know, have one of the worst records in the NBA. So, I don't know. I guess we'll see who they hire and, you know, which way they go or what they do about it. Maybe Jeannie Buss will just be president and, you know, they won't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
No. But all right, well, we did have a couple of early baseball games that are in the books, and of course, one postponement. I guess nobody is absolutely surprised at all that the Braves at the Rockies game got postponed with the weather in Colorado. So hopefully they'll be able to play tomorrow. The Tigers beat the Indians 4-1, and then the Padres beat the Giants 3-1. The Rays are in the process of beating the White Sox. That's been a pretty long game, but it's 9-0 right now in the bottom of the ninth. So we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, Matthew Boyd and Nick Marjevic is what I'm going with. Got the wins in their game. Boyd for the Tigers and then Nick M for the Padres. Shane Green got another save for the Tigers. I think that's 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. I think he's got a save in every Tiger win this year. And then Kirby Yates also got a save for the Padres. Sadly, my guy Trevor Bauer took a loss, Dan. I guess I jinxed him when I pushed him as the Cy Young guy. But we do have the Marlins and the Reds are just underway. Starting up here before Dan and I get off the air, we'll have the A's at the Orioles, the Nationals, the Phillies, and the Twins at the Mets. And then as the night goes on, we get the Yankees at the Astros. I believe that's the MLB Network game tonight. The Dodgers at the Cardinals. The Pirates are here in Chicago. The Mariners take on the Cubs. The Mariners are in Kansas City to face the Royals. We got the Rangers at the Diamondbacks and the Brewers at the Angels. Dan, are they getting this Cub Pirate game in tonight?
I mean, it looks like it's a fleet is over, so.
So it's just going to be one of those crappy days to play baseball is what you're saying, because they're saying it's going to be about 40 degrees.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they heard how upset you got when they moved to the White Sox in Seattle game a day ahead, so they didn't want to make you mad again.
Yeah. Well, no, I wouldn't have been mad at the Cubs. I would have done it. And they still may. I think they have until an hour before the game for the team to make the decision, and then it falls on the league. I'm interested to know here, Dan. I mean, obviously, and I heard this from Sean Merck too already, you know, nobody went to the White Sox game today. The weather was crappy. You know, they're getting their brain, you know, they're getting beating their brains in. You know, the Cubs have always been a little bit better of a draw, but how are they going to do tonight in crappy weather? You know, I mean, what's your attendance number there if you were playing with Pat and Ron on the radio to win a prize?
I would still say 28,913.
Really? You think that many, huh? All right, I should write that number down. We'll have to check it.
The funny thing you mentioned about the White Sox was as we passed the stadium, I saw the video board, but I didn't see anyone in the stands, so I just figured the game was over.
obviously it's a sparse crowd. Like, I actually have the Marlins-Reds game on, and they're in Cincinnati, and it is a very sparse crowd there as well. So, sadly, you know, I know – hey, the White Sox scored – you know, I know Cub fans enjoy taking their digs at the White Sox about people not going to their games, but trust me, it's happening everywhere. It's not just the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, nobody wants to go out in this kind of weather. So, you know, maybe I'll get an email a little later because Eloy Jimenez only went 1-for-4 with a strikeout. So, maybe I'll get a message about that later.
Yeah, no. You didn't go over yesterday's game, but there was 6 guys who had 2 home runs last night. Tommy LaSilva was one of them.
I didn't have any. I did hit a home run. I had Ronald Acuna Jr. in home run derby. But other than that was it. So I did get a homer. It just wasn't of any nature. I should have picked Tommy LaSilva. But now, you know, since you did bring this up, you know, I got the tweet that, you know, you picked up $2.50. I ventured into a 50-50 league last night. I'm still kind of warming up on Daily Fantasy. And I did win a $1.80, even though Jacob DeGrom really stunk last night. I think it was just more competition level. So what went right for you last night, and how come you didn't pick up the $500 first prize?
Well, I was 100 points away from first prize, but, you know, I grabbed Cranky and Jonathan Scope. The one thing that kind of irked me a little bit was I went with Domingo Santana as my utility guy, and I had contemplating going with Jerkson Profar, which I think he scored like 30, 40 points also. I wouldn't have won first place, but it would have been nice to get a couple more dollars. But, you know, sitting at 918 out of a lot of people, what was it? 918 place out of 8,333. I figured it's not bad. You know, with the weather tonight, though, and I went through a lot of the games and a lot of the daily ones. Even the 50-50s, there was really no one playing tonight. So I just did my home run derby and called it a night.
Yeah, I did. I managed to finish 46th out of 100 people to win my, you know, my 80 on the guys. And, you know, you helped. Cole Calhoun scored 9.2 points for me, so that was pretty good for a $2,900 player. You know, my big guy was Marcus Semien, who put up 29.2 points as the A's scored 13 runs last night. But, yeah, no, I was able to put together a lineup that I liked quite a bit tonight, and everybody is starting. I just got to hope the weather holds out. I'm going back to the Mets well again. I figured if DeGrom pitched bad, that means Noah Syndergaard is going to have a good night. So I did pay a little bit of money, $10,100, to put him in. So I'm hoping he rolls. I got Matt Adams in the catcher first base spot. He's hitting fifth for the Nationals. Cost me $2,000. I ended up with another National, Brian Dozier, at second. He's hitting second for them, and then it cost me $2,300. Matt Chapman's at third. He cost me $2,400. He's hitting third for the A's tonight. I plugged Elvis Anderson, shortstop, $3,300. He hit third for the Rangers. Then I jumped on your bandwagon again as I grabbed Cody Bellinger. He's my big money offensive player. $100. Cleanup for the Dodgers tonight. Then the rest of my outfielders are leadoff guys. I got Malik Smith leading off for the Mariners at $3,700, and Brandon Nemo leading off for the Mets at $2,600. And then I wrapped it up with Kendry Morales as my utility player. Just $2,400 hitting fifth for the A's tonight. So I'm hoping that works. I also have Morales in home run derby. And I plugged him in with Javi Baez and Aaron Judge. So who are your home run derby guys?
Jay Bruce, Reese Hoskins, and Paul Goldschmidt.
Ooh. Oh, there's no rhythm to your picking. What happened? What happened to all Reese's or all Paul's or all Jay's or all guys named Goldschmidt?
Well, no, I mean it's 2, 3, and 4.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I'll take that then. I just was wondering, you know, there's always a method to your madness there, so I was wondering how that kind of worked out. So, you know, then I have to ask you, you know, I sent you the link for the free Masters entry, even though you don't know anything about it. A, did you fill it out, and B, did you pick Tiger Woods?
That Gosling's Dark and Stormy one?
Yeah.
No, I didn't even
haven't until tomorrow. So, you know, I believe you have until tea time tomorrow to get in and fill it out, so.
Yeah, I have a bunch of guys. I don't even know who the hell they are. So.
But is one of them Tiger Woods?
No.
Oh. So. I thought for sure you would go with Tiger. I don't have Tiger either, so I just thought you might be the one to go ahead and add him in. I did see a little bit of the par 3 tournament today, but that's only because I clicked it on kind of by accident because I was looking for another show that I thought was going to be on the network, and I ended up watching a couple holes of it because it's always kind of humorous.
Yeah, no, I don't really. I forget that Tiger was a golfer. I just pick whatever fits the dollar amounts. But, you know, I forgot to mention Ken Griffey Sr. turned 69 today.
Oh, yeah, we didn't get to that. Did you come up with any other interesting tidbits from your newsletter or birthdays?
Well, Andre Ethier turned 37. I mean, it was pretty much the fact that everyone, you know, six guys hit two home runs last night, Estella being one of them, so pretty impressive.
Well, who were the other five? I don't even know who the other five were.
Guys, we forgot to pick for our the home run derby.
Yeah, obviously.
Well, no, Jonathan Scope hit two, Mitch Garver, a guy that I was not believing in when the Brewers signed him, Yasmani Grandal. And then Pete Alonso from the Mets.
Oh.
So, yeah. I mean, Grandal might have been a guy you may have looked at in the home run derby, but, you know, there was a lot more other guys out there. So, and I have no idea what his cost was if you were to pick him up in the league last night, but I don't know if he would be kind of lower down there. So he would have been an interesting pick for,
yeah,
I was just glad I could.
You know, I actually had a lot of people. He didn't do anything for me. So.
Yeah, and I mean, who would figure Tommy La Stella would hit too? But I'm not sure what position he's playing. So, you know, I think that would have made it, that's what made it hard between Scope and Profar for me yesterday. I was looking for a value guy. Yeah, and you know, they both play second base.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always, you know, the guys who ended up with Tommy La Stella that end up winning their leagues. You know, and it was just, you know, random. The guy stumbles into him because he, you know, he's short money and he needs, under the radar kind of guy who's starting. And you go, oh, okay, Tommy La Stella fits my budget. And then he goes out and hits two home runs and the guy looks like a genius.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, that was even with the guy who won first prize last night. He had Jerks and Profar in at second base, which Profar was only valued at $2,300 yesterday. So that was the guy, he was just, you know, looking at second baseman and going, well, there's really no one left, so let me take Profar. And it was an awesome pick for him.
I bet Garver was really cheap, too. Lucky for Mr. Fantasy and I, he's the catcher in our money league team. So.
Well, you know, and then first-place winner also went with the A's pitcher for last night, who, you know, didn't get Zach Greinke numbers, but he put up some pretty good numbers.
Yeah,
and was another value pick.
Yeah.
So those A's helped him out big time last night.
Yeah, you know, those are kind of the things you gotta, you know, you gotta kind of figure out how to work those guys in or find those right guys. And man, it's always tough to find those under the radar guys that are going to produce. But you know, if you can land on one or two of them, normally you money, and if you hit on enough of them, you win.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had two guys that hit 40 plus. That was Greinke and Jonathan Scope. So, that was almost half my points right there. 80. Well, they were close to 90. So.
Yeah. If you can, you know, I mean, normally if you get to 200 on FanDuel, which is what we play, you've got a really, really good shot at, you know, winning. Period. But you know, it's guaranteed you'll money in baseball. You'll get good money if you can get the, you know, you get enough of those under the radar guys to get yourself to 200. But it, you know, again, like I said, it's not easy to do. I mean, I'm trying with a few guys today. You know, a couple of the Nationals I have, you know, Matt Adams and Brian Dozier. You know, I'm hoping they're going to be my under the radar producing guys. And
you better hope Dozier, you know, is. He's been like 0 for everything.
Well, you know, he's due then, right? So
yeah.
You know,
so is Chris Davis.
That's how
why
I
don't you pick him?
You know, I don't even know if he's in their lineup tonight. I didn't look. But I probably will. You know, take a shot on Davis if they keep him at $500. I'll definitely throw him in a lineup occasionally because that's too good to pass up. I mean, imagine the guys you can put around him if you're paying just $500 for a guy.
Yeah, and he gets you one home run with, you know, a couple guys on. Because that's most likely all he'll do is hit a home run. You know, one of the challenges for me, too, is, you know, we talked about it with – I told you I had Jonathan Scope, and then I went with Santana from Seattle as my utility guy, who cost a lot more than Jerkson Profar. And I think one of the challenges, and I don't know how you feel about this, but – I don't like to leave money on the table. You know, so had I gone with, you know, Profar, you know, 2,338, I would have left, you know, the difference on the table. But then again, I probably wouldn't have because I would have switched out somebody else for a higher priced guy. So I think that's always one of the challenges I have is that, you know, while building my lineup, maybe I should focus more on who I'm putting in a little bit more as opposed to what's going to be left over. You know, there have been times where I've left, you know, 100, 200 on the table. But when you're talking over $1,000, that's almost a, you know, that's an upgrade on one of your other positions. So that's one of the challenges I have, Big Jack. Are you afraid to leave money on the table?
You know, I don't mind leaving a little money on the table. Like today, I had $100 left when I was done with my lineup, but I really liked it, so I wasn't looking to juggle anything or make any type of changes. So I'm okay there. But yeah, when I, you know, when I'm done with my lineup and I'm looking at it and I've got like $1,000 left, I start overthinking it, going, man, did I really get the best guys? I've got so much money. You know, there's got to be better guys I can upgrade to. And I'll go in and start messing with it and changing it and basically end up screwing it up because the lineup I had the first time was better. So yeah, that was the one thing I have learned through the years, you know, is I learned that it's okay to leave a little money on there. Not a ton. I still don't like to leave a ton of money on there. But, yeah, if it's $100 or $200, I'm normally okay with it. You know, I can deal there. But, yeah, otherwise it drives me crazy and I just want to go in and redo the lineup.
Now, you know, and I know this, I'm not trying to switch the topic totally, but I was looking at the hockey and they have a three-man thing. And now this is something I didn't really pick up on. You know, when I think with the NBA, I just got tired of it with the three-point thing. It just, you know, the way it worked out, I just didn't really like the, you know, the All-Star, the MVP, and then, you know, the regular price, you know, the regular point guys, because they just, I don't know, you weren't able to pick, you know, who you really wanted. I think it would have been just easier had they just thrown those numbers up. Maybe I think they should go with, like, a free throw thing. I don't know. Pick guys who hit the most free throws. As opposed to 3 points, I don't know. But, you know, the NFL did one. I can't remember what they did. They need to do a field goal kicking one. But that's besides the point. You know, baseball, like we talked about, we do the home run derby. Would you like to see, though, with NHL, like the free one, like the home run derby with NHL, like, you know, who's going to hit three goals or not just three goals, but, you know, pick three guys for goals?
Oh yeah, I would love to, you know, see them do something like that. I think it would be awesome. You know, I enjoy when, you know, like I like, you know, even though I suck at it, I really like doing the home run derby.
yeah.
You know, I get a kick out of doing it. So, I mean, if they would do stuff like that with the, you know, the different leagues, I'm definitely all in. And I do think it's funny, but, you know, if they did a field goal kicking thing, you and I'd probably be the only two guys who entered. So, you know, most people hate field goal kickers, but I would, you know, I would definitely jump in. And, you know, I mean, especially if they gave me a couple free ones to try to figure it out. You know, like even with the golf, like I was saying, I know absolutely nothing about the golfers. You know, I mean, I just picked a couple guys whose name I knew that I liked, and then I worked with the money I had to grab these other guys. So, you know, I mean, I don't expect to win anything, but it's free, and that makes it fun for me.
Yeah, well, and, you know, that's the thing with the Home Run Derby. You know, last year I won, I don't know, I think around $10. One of them was because I had the most home runs for the week, which, you know, that one was a surprise. You know, I logged in one day and there's, you know, more money than I had. And I'm like, whoa, what did I win? And then, you know, later that day I got the email I saw the email afterwards saying I got such and such dollars because, you know, I had the most home runs for the entire week. Or maybe not most home runs, but, you know, whatever it was, they gave me money for having a significant amount of home runs. So I thought that was cool. But, you know, that's the thing, like with the kickers, nobody, like you said, no one's going to enter it. No one would take it serious. But if you did, like with baseball, where you do the Home Run Derby for free every day, I mean, 18 weeks of field goal kicks for free every week, I think they generate enough people to play, especially if it's free every week.
Yeah, if they did that, I can tell you that I won absolutely nothing in Home Run Derby last year. I didn't win anything for a week or anything like that. I every time I came close, somebody did better than me. So that's just kind of how it went. But I still had a blast doing it. I mean, I had fun, you know, going out and trying different strategies and all that other stuff. But, you know, and I would do that in, you know, any other type, you know, of freebie they give me to try it out. You know, I've never had an issue with wanting to play a free game. I mean, you know, obviously, you know, here and there I miss my share of them, but yeah, it's fun for me to try the new stuff out like that, and I wish they would do more of it, you know, to give me, you know, just a chance to even just experience it, you know, because like I've tried, you know, like the soccer freebies when they send them to me, and you know, again, I've never won anything doing it, but you know, it's fun for me to, you know, to look at it and be like, oh, okay, well, let me try this with soccer guys, even though I know absolutely nothing about the game of soccer and barely know some of the names. So, you know, just kind of how those things go. But again, it, you know, it makes it, you know, fun and entertaining, and, you know, we'll, you know, I'll continue to play the free ones just to, you know, like I said, just to see. So, you know, I don't know if, you know, if you guys kind of feel the same way, or, you know, how that works out. You know, do you guys like to, you know, like to try the new stuff, or, you know, are you just kind of more into, well, you know, I know baseball, or I know football, or I know basketball. And I did pick up over the weekend, I thought, just for the heck of it, since the season was winding down, I bet, 25 cents in a daily basketball league, and I did win 30. So at least I came out on the positive side. I won a nickel, which I'll gladly take. You know how I am when it comes to winning. I'm not picky at all. I'll take any winnings I can get, just because I have those those issues. So I was happy, and especially in something like the NBA, which really isn't my forte. I was glad to pick up even, you know, the extra 5 cents, or, you know, like last night, the extra 80 cents was a plus, just because I'm still kind of warming up on baseball, you know, and trying to figure out trends. stuff. So we'll see as the goes on.
Now, do you think, like, say with the NHL and the NBA, if theirs was better, would you, after looking at the free ones, would you be more inclined to try, looking at some of the other ones? Because, if it weren't for the Home Run Derby, I probably wouldn't have played the one I won, $250 on.
Yeah, no, the more freebies I get, the more inclined I am to spend, spend money on something else. Or to try it when I have to spend my own money. I don't mind so much then. But, yeah, it's tough for me to jump in cold, especially for, the NBA or the NHL or stuff like that, where I know enough to get by, but I don't know a ton.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the more freebies I get and the more kind of, you get a full practice I get into them, the more willing I am to be like, oh, okay, well, I'll try this. Let's go this way. So.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I've technically only put in $25 once, and I don't know if I used it all or where I went with it. But, I've never put more money in. So I went off some of the free games, but then, it inclines me to play more. But I'm definitely a baseball guy because I definitely play a lot more during the baseball season.
Yeah, I find myself playing much more. Obviously, we play football every week because, Mr. Fantasy and I spend our Sundays during the NFL season, putting lineups together for everybody, hopefully helping people out. But, again, there's only, 18, 19 weeks, 20 weeks when you include the playoffs. Baseball, I literally play every day. Especially if I get rolling, I'm willing to play even more. So yeah, it's definitely the the one I will spend my money on without any questions. that plus it's the fact that I know more about baseball than the other sports, so I always think I'm gonna win.
So do I. And then I get my ass crushed. Yeah,
no, every time I put a lineup in, I'm like, oh, okay, great, this is a winner. I wonder how much money I'm going to win. And then I come back the next day and I've scored, 80 points. Like, oh, okay, well, mm-hmm. I guess I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Well, with the baseball ones, the ones I've been steering away from, though, are the multi-entries. I'm not a big fan of those.
I've decided I hate the multi-entry ones. There's just too many pros out there who can get in on that. So, it's hard. I hate when I go out and I have a really good day and, I'm in a multi-entry league and then I click on and I realize that even though I had a great day, I didn't win anything because some guy put in, 25 or 50 entries and all of his entries won. And I get it. Obviously he's got the time to sit there and go, check out the matchups, do all the stuff that goes with it. And I just, I don't have that. I don't have that time. I can't, I can't sit there and break down every matchup and look for all that fun stuff like that. While I think I'm an above average FanDuel player, I'm nowhere close to these guys who play for a living.
Yeah, but Big Jack, think about the fact that if you were able to wake up, let's just say you went to bed at, for me, a normal time, if I could live my life, would be 1, 2 in the morning. Get up, say 8:30. you know, I don't, I'm pretty solid on six and a half hours of sleep. If I could do that, and then, you know, think about it, Big Jack. You get up, let's say you get up at 8:30, 9 o'clock. I don't know what your thing is. I don't drink coffee. You know, I might have a little breakfast, and while I'm doing my breakfast, you know, I'm going to watch all the highlights from last night. Maybe even some of the condensed games, depending on, you know, the matchups or what the scores were. I might watch some of the condensed games. And, you know, if we have 15 games and you watch all condensed games, which are generally around 7 to 9 minutes, that could take up a good, you know, half hour, 40 minutes. And then you go into your research for the day and, you know, you kind of look around for maybe 2-3 hours. It's lunchtime. You go do some running around. Well, with baseball, it depends, you know, what you're looking for. If you're looking, I know you're usually, you know, the later game, but I don't know if maybe you put together an early lineup. You know, but let's just say you did your research, put together a few lineups, ate your lunch, you know, did your errands, whatever you had to do, and then say got back home by 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and then was back at it again for another 2 hours, you know, watching all the lines, making sure everyone's starting. I think you'd, you know, with that amount of time, you'd be able to put together, you know, $500, you know, you'd be entering the $25 ones, you know, $50, the $100. But, you know, we don't live in that fantasy land.
No, sadly. Well, you know, like, you know, Mr. Fantasy did it for football this year. You know, he really cracked down and he, you know, he took time away from the other things he normally did, and he did extra research. And it really paid off for him. I mean, he cashed, I believe, in some way or the other. You know, again, what these guys do, obviously, is multiple entries. So he had his multiple entries out there, and he cashed one way or another every single week of the NFL season.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, if you have the time, you know, you can do it. It's just finding the time. I mean, it's difficult when you have, you know, obviously, like, even for you, you go to work for 8 hours. Then you got to do this little tidbit with me, and then obviously you got a daughter to take care of. You know, I think your wife helps a little bit, but I'm giving you all the credit right now because she's not here. So, you can't sit down and, you know, spend 6 hours looking at trends and researching.
No.
You know, and I mean, obviously, you know, I don't work as many hours as you, but, you know, mine's overnight. So I got to find time to sleep and then do this. You know, obviously, this takes a little research. I mean, we just can't come on here and, you know, ramble about nothing because we're talking about sports. You know, and I'm not going to swear at you for 30 minutes like I've heard some people do on their podcasts, their serious radio and stuff. So, you know, we actually try to give you actual sports information, and it's, you know, I don't have the time to sit there and go, okay, well, you know, here's this trend or that trend, and is this guy still hot, and will he stay hot, and, you know, what's his OBP against his slugging percentage over this pitcher compared to this this pitcher, and then what about the opener, and how about this team's bullpen? You know, I just don't have the time to sit there and do that. I would love to. If somebody would pay me to do it, I would try it. But, yeah, I sadly have to pay my bills and feed myself. And trust me, feeding myself is really expensive. So, you know, that's just kind of how it goes.
It would be fun. I don't know. I don't think I could do it like you could, though.
No, I could. I could sit there and watch every game. If I had all the TVs to put every baseball game on, I could sit there and watch that and then try to figure out all that stuff that went with it. And maybe I would even embrace sabermetrics a little bit just to see if it would help me win money.
No, I mean, with that, I mean, you could definitely, you know, opening weekend, I had 3 iPads going with the TV. Well, I didn't get the whole TV. I got the late night TV with the late games. But, you know, I had 3 iPads going. I was watching 3 games at a time. You know, if I could at work, I wish he didn't. I never got the second monitor. which I don't have room for at my desk anymore anyway. But, you know, and plus my monitor face, you know, my back is to them, so they could walk up and see me watching four games at once. But, you know, if I had my own office and I had two monitors, you damn well know that the other monitor would be strictly MLB.TV, and I'd have, you know, whatever four games going at once. You know, and the funny thing is, Friday, actually, you know, with the White Sox playing, and then I had another game on. I actually had the White Sox, you know, NBC Sports app, I had them going, and then I had MLB.TV going with another game. I don't remember what it was. I had both broadcasts, and I don't know if your brain works like that, but when it comes to stuff like that, for some reason, I can listen to both at the same damn time. Well, my wife gets, you know, annoyed and like, how the hell do you do that with your iPad? I'm like, it just doesn't bother me. I just can tune them both in at the same time. It's like the old analog stereo.
Yeah, I have no issue at all being able to listen to, you know, two games at once or three games at once. You know, I'll know what's going on in every game, you know, and it's kind of like, okay, no problem. Here you go. You know, this game's got this going on, and they know where I need to focus when it's big, and you know how that's going. Yeah, I don't have any problems whatsoever. But you know, that's just because I'm a, you know, a baseball schmuck, and I, you know, I can do that.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know, that's even that one Dodgers game. You know, my wife's like, "What time did you go to bed?" I'm like, I have no idea. The Dodgers went into like 13 to 15 innings,
yeah,
and I just could not turn it off, you know?
Yeah, no, I actually fell asleep during that game. That was that opening weekend or something?
Yeah.
I think it was. They ended up playing to like 2 or 4 or something in the morning our time. I actually fell asleep with the game. I woke up and the game was still going. So... You know, because I never sleep for more than, you know, a couple hours at a time. I always end up waking up and then going back to sleep. And, yeah, I woke up and, like, wait, this game should be over. And they were still playing. So I think I ended up watching the end of the game. So, yeah, you know, real quicker, Dan, as we're running out of time, you know, the NHL playoffs officially start. I know we went over it yesterday. We do have one game already going. Columbus is at Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay won the President's Trophy this year. They're heavily favorite to win their first Stanley Cup. I believe it's their first. Would be their first. The Lightning's actually up 1-0 right now. They're on the USA Network. Then we got the Penguins are at the Rangers. They're going to start in about 7 minutes. They're the NBC Sports Network game. The Blues are at the Jets. That's a 7 o'clock start. That's on the NHL Network, so I couldn't watch that if I want to. Back to USA, we get the Stars at the Predators. That's an 8:30 scheduled start. And then the night wraps up over on NBC Sports with the the Las Vegas? They're the Golden Knights against the San Jose Sharks. That's, yeah, good old 9:30 there on the NBC Sports Network. So,
hey, you never know.
That's how
we might have to sit along. Oh, that's on the National, the NBC Sports.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I forgot it's playoffs, so they all go by NBC Universal.
Yes. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes. Hopefully, you know, I believe, you know, I told you yesterday, I did pick the Jets. I filled out the NHL playoff bracket on NHL.com, and I am going with the Jets to win it all. So we'll see if they can get off to a good start tonight against the Blues. Being at home, I hope that's a big positive and they can get me a win in the first game. I'm really hoping they can sweep the series and just kind of move along, but that can be a little tough at times in the NHL. So we shall see. But now will you take some time to flip over and check any of these games out in between innings or pitches or whatever you got going on?
I may, you know, throw it on one of the tablets. I've got, you know, two of my own. My wife has one. You know, I've got to get two more old school, you know, Apple, you know, from the 3 generation. the big old charger, because then if I had the charger, then I could plug in my iPod and my old iPhone. I mean, definitely smaller screens, but you know, you get the gist of it. You know, but I don't have enough charging cords for that stuff. But no, you know, my daughter and I will be in the basement. She'll be playing with her Play-Doh. Now I'll throw the Cubs on, and you know, that's one of the things I wish. You know, that would make Comcast definitely the leader if they would let you get the old split screen going. You know, that was, for me, as a kid, one of the coolest things we had growing up. You know, I forgot how the connections work. You had to plug in. You know, I forgot how it worked. But I think you plugged your cable into the VCR and in the VCR, you know, into the in, and then the out of the VCR into the TV. But then you also used the red, yellow, white from the VCR to the TV, and then you got your picture in picture. You know, I remember watching the NBA playoffs like that, Big Jack. And then damn that OJ. Never forget that.
So that's just kind of how it goes. Yeah, you know, I may have to search and see if there's like an NHL app I can download to see if I can watch some of the Jets and the Blues tonight, because that's the game I really want to see, obviously. And, you know, like I mentioned yesterday, the only network I don't get is the NHL network. You know, I get the MLB, the NBA. Yeah. You know, I think I even, you know, I even got a couple soccer channels, which are in Spanish, that, you know, that I get. But, yeah, wouldn't you know it, I don't get the frickin' NHL. So.
Well, you know, just download the NBC app, the NBC Sports app, and you never know, they might throw on all the games, because last year they had pretty much every single game you wanted on the app for the playoffs.
Yeah, I'll have to check that and see if they – I actually have that on the good old TV here you bought me, so I'll have to take a look and see if I what game they're showing or if I can switch over.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, obviously, you know, picking the Jets, I have a vested interest. But, of course, you know how this works for me. It may be better that I actually don't watch them. So, you know, it may be better if I don't pay any attention to them. So I'll have to, you know, I'll have to see. But, yeah, you know, the playoffs are, you know, the NHL playoffs are normally, you know, pretty intense. I mean, even the first rounds are normally pretty good, and they do provide more upset than a lot of, you know, a lot of the other sports.
Yeah, even
the practical series, you know, it's like, oh, okay, no big deal. You know, the 8 seed can go in and beat a 1 any time here. So, you know, that's the big plus with the NHL that you don't always get from the other. You know, like, I don't think we'll see an 8 seed beat a 1 in the NBA this year.
No. And then, how the hell does Toronto do it? Every year they're in second place. I know there's still a few games left, but, man, those Raptors, they just like that number 2 spot. They don't really go low, go high, they don't move forward. Time Radio.